God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. If I were to ask you who won the Super Bowl last year, you may or may not remember. If I asked you who was in the Super Bowl in 1980, very few of us would remember that. If I asked you who will be in the Super Bowl next year, you don't know. And so the only thing more obscure than the past is the distant future. That is why when we come to a book like Daniel, it can be confusing. As to the past, kingdoms like Babylon and so on are flat. They don't seem real. They're black and white. They're ancient history. And so we can't get much of the feeling that Daniel would have had, the fear that he would have had, and the immensity, the size, the power of a kingdom like Babylon. So much of what is said is kind of lost on us. The only thing more obscure than the past of Babylon is the future that God outlines in the prophecies he gave Daniel. And so it can be confusing in that way. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. As they brought the Son of Man, God the Son, near to the Ancient of Days, God the Father. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. We're reminded here of the eternality of the kingdom yet to come, God's kingdom. Regardless of who has served, who has ruled, like Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, Rome, etc., or what's happening today, or what we fear may happen in the future, sooner or later, God will win. If you want to take a moment today and look up some verses, you'll find that this is a theme throughout the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel chapter 4, verses 3 and 34. Daniel chapter 6, verse 26. Our chapter here, Daniel chapter 7, verse 27. And what you find over and again is eternal, everlasting kingdom attributed to the kingdom of God. One day, everything that worries you, the things that are right in front of your nose, the cup of coffee you're drinking this morning, those things which seem most real to you this moment will be shown to be things that are not the most important because they're the most things we're most conscious of, but not necessarily the most real. The things that God is prophesying through Daniel are more real yet than the cup of coffee in your hand. When God says all people, nations, and languages should serve him, all people, that's why he's called the Most High in verse 25, for instance, and numerous other places in this chapter and others. All people in this kingdom means just that. That's why God is not called the More High God. He is the Most High God. That is Ancient of Days, or rather I should say his kingdom, which will be forever. That's why he's called the Ancient of Days. It's not just saying that God looks like some Father Time with some long white beard. No, God is not just old. In fact, he's not old. He's timeless. He's eternal. Eternal is not another designation of time. It's something totally, it's as different from time as Most High God is from Nebuchadnezzar. It is infinite. It is infinite. So what I'm saying is when it comes to the news in Washington, the Super Bowl that will be next year, or your next car payment, those are the things that are right in front of our nose, but they're not the things that are most real. Today, you can take comfort. You can take solace. You can take a reminder that sooner or later, God will win. He made this world and he rules it yet.